Well, it was clear at this point in around the early 1950s that what was needed were longer codes at mid-rates, rates about a half, and that had practical decoding algorithms. And these seemed to be very hard problems at the time. I'll say a little more later about that, how people felt these problems were so difficult. But then came what I'm going to call here the big years of coding theory, where we really had great progress. In 1959, there was a paper by a Frenchman, Hockenham, that appeared in the journal Schiffer, and in which he gave what are now called the Bose-Chaudhary-Hockenham codes. But he actually gave them first. Bose and Chaudhary's paper appeared a year later. They really should be called the HBC codes, but they weren't. But Bose and Chaudhary had the good sense to publish in Information and Control, which was read much more by information theorists than Schiffer, and therefore their work got to be known, and everybody had called the codes the Bose-Chaudhary codes for years before they knew about the work of Hockenham, and so Hockenham got tacked on at the end. But these were interesting codes in the sense that you could find codes over a wide variety of rates and lengths. Okay, that were good codes. It turned out as they got too long, the codes got bad, but that was generally the problem of all codes at that point. In fact, there was suspicion that grew out of this research about this time that if a code had enough structure to be describable, then or a class of codes had enough structure to be describable, then necessarily the codes would get bad as the constraint length got long. And in fact, there were a number of papers published giving first steps in a proof that this was going to be the case. But as things turned out, in 1972, Justison came up with a class of asymptotically good codes that were very easy to describe. The conventional wisdom in coding theory has often been wrong.